Okay, let's get started with the next mitzvah, mitzvah tes. We take a little break from the mitzvahs related to Korban Pesach, and we continue with Pesach, but a different mitzvah. Mitzvah tes, the mitzvah of hashpasas chametz, the mitzvah of destroying one's chametz. Tells us the Sefer HaChinuch, Lahasir kol lechem chametz b'mishkan osenu b'yom arba asar b'nisan, to remove all bread, an 11th bread, not matzah, obviously, that's why he specifies lechem chametz, from our houses on the 14th day of Nisan. By that time, it has to be all gotten rid of an Erev Pesach. Shneamar, ach b'yom harishon tashpisus ar mibateichem. But on the first day, destroy the sar from your house. So the first day, what do you mean the first day? So Chazal Darshan, that we know that here, the first day, Yom Rishon, really means not the Rishon, but the day before Yom Rishon. Pirish, Rishon, Kodem LaPesach. Here, Rishon doesn't mean first, but it means before. So that's the mitzvah of destroying one's chametz on by Erev Pesach. Misharshi mitzvah zu, we just started. Kedesha nizkar hanisim shebe Mitzrayim. Right, the root of the mitzvah is to remember the Nisim of Mitzrayim. As we mentioned a couple of times already, we went out quickly. We didn't have time to let the dough rise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out so fast, we remember that hurriedness, that haste. So we don't eat chametz so that we remember the Nisim. Kamosha Kasabah Karan Pesach, like we wrote by Karan Pesach as well. Continuing, we'll get back to the Menchas Chinuch. Dini HaMitzvah. Halachas of the mitzvah, kagon, shaz biuro minayo masai. When do you destroy your chametz? Umahi ashpasaso. And how do you destroy your chametz? Ubeize makom tzorach lachabso. Beize makom eino tzorach. Where do you have to look for your chametz? We are not. Umayim masai mutalas a mitzvah. And when does the chiyuv start? Im yotzei laderech, if you're going out. All the various halachas of searching and destroying for one's chametz. So let's just talk a little bit of practically lemaisa about this mitzvah, how we do it bizman hazeh, and then we'll get to some other issues as well. Number one, any discussion of destruction of chametz has to start off with the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the tshuva, tuf kufayin zayin, the Radvaz tells us, shalta mimeni, odiach adaiti manishtana chametz bepesach mikol yisurin shabbat Torah. Why is chametz so different than every other aveira in the Torah? Shechmira Torah love. There's no other iser that you have three elements, says the Radvaz. Right, I have this over here. You have to search for it. You have to shazbir. So the Radvaz says, no. What else do you have to search for? Well, it's richa badika. You don't have to search for treif in your house. You don't have to search for shatnez in your house. You just can't wear shatnez. You don't have to search for other isurim. You just can't have it. V'sarofa kalei, and destroy it, search and destroy. V'gam bitul, and you have to nullify it, we'll get to bitul. V'hosifu chachavim, asor bedika, b'chorin b'stokin, you have to check in the nooks and the crevices. U'lachapi zacharav. So number one, where else do we have such a search and destroy element to a mitzvah, to an iser? Number two, v'avralah b'bal yirabai yamasei. We'll talk about this, Bezrat Hashem, at a later date, but there are isurim just to have it in my house, it's an iser daraisa. Is this for me to see it? Is this for me to have it in my house? Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh. And number three, Vasruhu Bekolshehu. And it asers Bekolshehu on Pesach. If a little drop and crumb of chametz falls into a huge vat of Pesachic food, the whole thing is aser. Got to throw the whole thing out. Even though usually Paskin, based on the concept of bittel, bittel barov, bittel bashishim, it comes up in the daf these days. But by chametz, you have to search and destroy for it. You violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. It asers b'mashehu. What's going on here? V'chumras ke'elu, asked the Radvaz 500 years ago, lo nimsu b'chol yisur in Shabbat Torah. You don't find this anywhere by other any other isur in the Torah. And you have a chiyuv kares if you eat it. Maybe avodah zara, he says, could be one kind of parallel, but what is the reason? So he has three suggestions. Number one, he says, achas shalom nims. You know why the Torah is so machmir about it? You can't have it in your house, and you can't eat it, and you have to search for it because you don't find anywhere else in the Torah that you have three elements, a different three elements to it, and that's why the Torah has to be so machmir. Which three elements? Number one is aser bahana'a. Not everything is nevtreif is only aser to eat. You'll have to get benefit from it. Number one is aser bahana'a. Number two, it's a chi of kares if you eat it. Not everything is a chi of kares. But number three, and more importantly, you eat it the whole year. Lo bedili in shimine. So you're not used to staying away from it. It's usually mutter. Just this week it's aser. Says the Radvaz, because of those three elements, because you're used to it, and it's a chi of kares, and it's aser bahana'a, that's why the Torah was so machmer, and Chazal added on chumras as well. That's what he says at first. But then he says, I'm not sure if that works, because what about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah also has is Osir Bahana, and it's Osir B'mashahu, and it's also Chiyamisa if you have somebody is involved with Avodah Zarah. And yet you don't find, except in Eretz Yisrael, you have to search and destroy for it. In Chutz La'aretz, if you have Avodah Zarah in your house, you have to get rid of it. You don't have to search and destroy for it. So he ends up, and those who are familiar with the Radvaz know this is very unusual. The Radvaz ends up with a Kabbalistic type of reason. He says, Al-Kain ani somech, well, I throw out my hands, what's the real reason? Al-Masha Amru Chazal B'Medrash, like the Midrashim say, Ki Chametz B'Pesach Romez L'Yetzahara. The chametz, the dough rises like the Yetzirah rises in me. V'hu sa'or shebe'isa. V'lachein kalei gareishi gareishos. So you have to get rid of it totally. Ha'adam me'alav v'chapes alav v'chol machbos. The Arizal says the more you search out for chametz, the more you'll have a year getting rid of your Yetzirah. Right? So he said it's symbolic. V'hariza emas v'nachon. That's how the Radvaz ends, very uncharacteristically going down this path. But that's what he says because he can't understand. But for some reason, the Torah is so machmer when it comes to these. To this Isser. How do you destroy the chametz? As it says here, Mahi Ashbasaso, it says in the second line. So we know this is a Machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second paragraph of Psachim, Dafkaf Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn your chametz. Ain bir chametz ala besreifa. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim say no. Af mefar vezor ala ruach umat ala yam. You could crumple it up, you could throw it to the wind, you could throw it in the sea. Machlokas Tanaim. How do we paskin? So, lechadchila, we try to go like Rabbi Yehuda. That is why we burn our chametz on Erev Pesach. We try, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Taf Mem Hey, Dinim Abir Chametz, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sarfo, Oporo, Vizor La Ruach, O Zarkol Yam. Right? Either burn it, or sprinkle it up, or throw it into the Yam. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So it sounds like the Rabbanan, as we'll see. Vim Chametz Kashen, if it's hard, you have to sprinkle it up. Says the Ramah, Vahaminag Lasarfo. We try to burn it, Mishnah Berurah explains, because we try to be machber and assume like Rabbi Yehuda Shita Lechanchila of Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, and therefore we burn the Chametz. If it's Arvel Sarfa Bayom, it's good to do it during the day. You might say, hey, after my Bedika the night before, let me just burn it then, I won't forget. No, we try to burn it during the day, because Rabbi Yehuda's Makar is no sar, burning a leftover carbon, which we alluded to last week when we spoke about leaving over leftover Pesach. But no sar has to be burned by Yom, so too, the Chametz has to be burned by Yom. That is what we try to do, Lamaisas. That is what we do Erev Pesach. We all burn our Chametz. Just two or three ha'aras about this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah daraisa. We started off in our introduction. There aren't so many mitzvahs daraisa that we get to perform today. A couple of hundred. But many, many of the mitzvahs are not El Shayach Bizman Hazeh. This is one of them. Bir Chametz, we get to do Bizman Hazeh. The mitzvah starts, Bir Chametz starts. When does Bir Chametz start? It starts maybe a month before Pesach. When does the existence of Chametz start? Maybe 2 weeks before Pesach when we start getting rid of our Chametz. There's a famous Baal Amor. The Baal Amor of Psachim even says, eating Chametz is the fulfillment of Bir Chametz. There's no greater, you're destroying it. You can eat your chametz. So it starts early, but it for sure starts b'shas b'dikas chametz. The night before we know, takana d'rabanan chazal, in order to help fulfill this mitzvah d'araisa, chazal say you have to check and search for chametz. But before we search, we say the bracha of au bi'ur chametz. B'dika is the beginning of the mitzvah of bi'ur. It's not its own mitzvah, that's why you don't make a bracha just on the b'dika. But you say the bracha of al bi'ur chametz, because that's the beginning of it. Rav Sternbach writes in the tshuva, that one has to be careful that if sometimes we go, sometimes there are public burnings, we go in, we throw in, we're in a rush, it's Erev Pesach, it's a busy day. So we throw in our little bag of chametz and we run. Says Rav Sternbach, maybe that's not so appropriate. This is your mitzvah daraisa, fulfilling. You're going to throw it in, you better make sure that sometimes you can leave it in there, and sometimes you walk around the neighborhood, you see fires that were put out, and you see there's still bread inside. It wasn't totally burned. Rav Sternbach says we have to make sure it becomes inedible. We can't just throw it in and first of all, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else be in charge. It's my mitzvah. I should want to do it. And number two, I have to make sure that it's taken care of. That it's not edible. Sometimes the edges get singed. No, you got to make sure all the leftover bread and the hamburger buns and whatever it is, got to make sure that is totally destroyed. Shefter, oh, right, that's what he says in Aleph Reish Tzadik Base. Reish Tzadik Base, number one. There is, he also says maybe it should be done on your property because it says Tashpishas Army Batechem, but he knows that's not the Minhag HaOlam. Minhag HaOlam is either to do it on the edge of the street or in a public dumpster. You could do it in your personal garbage can. That'll be yotze. Tashmizo mi batechem. But he says, I don't know why people don't make such a big fuss about this, but I think it's appropriate to do it on your own rishus. But he notes that the minhag olam is to do it in public areas. The one other ha'ara as well, the Ber Moshe, the Debrett Sina Rebbe, also has a tshuva, where he says, I've heard some people, sometimes to make the fire go better. I remember growing up, some people doing this. You pour like fluid, like, yeah, I don't know, something to make it burn better. I don't know whether it's fuel. So the Ber Moshe writes in the tshuva, he doesn't think that's appropriate. Because we're trying, because right when you put the fuel on, you might as well not burn it. Because you already destroyed it. We're trying to be makra like Rabbi Yehuda, lechadchila, to destroy it, besreifa dafka, ein v'yachamei tzala besreifa. So if I make it, if I pour detergent on it, to make it inedible, so I haven't fulfilled Rabbi, I'm yotzei my mitzvah. But if we're trying to be makra for Rabbi Yehuda, lechadchila, ein v'yachamei tzala besreifa, maybe I could pour some of the fluid on the wood that I'm going to burn with, but not onto the chametz, because then I'm making it unusable and inedible even before I burn it, and I wouldn't be yotzei this mitzvah. Then he says, I don't know who he's talking about here, but he writes, this is in Hey Kufchav Beis. He says, I heard of a Rav Beforest Hills. He lived in Borough Park. The Ber Moshe, the Debesina Rebbe, Moshe Stern. So he wrote, I heard about a Rav in Forest Hills that said that it defended the minhag of pouring the kerosene, whatever it was, onto the chametz directly. Because he's minhag Yisrael Kedoshim. So he writes very strongly here. He says, V'lo yadana, omeyel moshamati minhag hazeh, ve'efshar Beforest Hills ha-minhakein, lokein v'barakarv o'Williamsburg, v'gam Beforest Hills, dibarti imrav echad mesham, v'heshev li shemeyel moshama minhag shibash kazeh, Beforest Hills. Imkein Inkan, he says, I don't know what, he's defending this minhag, it's not a minhag. And therefore he says, even if you, wherever you live, he says that one should not be pouring it on, because then you're not being yotzi the mitzvah l'chadchila, which we try to do. And again, we also know, just connected to this mitzvah that we fulfill, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of saving the lulavim to burn in the chametz, because once you do a mitzvah with something, even though Me'ikar Adin, we're allowed to throw out a lulav, you're allowed to throw out tashmishei mitzvah, you're not allowed to throw out anything connected to tefillin and mezuzahs and sefer Torah, but lulav you're allowed to throw out Me'ikar Adin, but once it was used for a mitzvah, we throw it and wait. So we wait with a lulav. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes others. I heard B'Shem Rav David Feinstein saves the leftover Chanukah oil that's left over in the Chanukiah to burn, and other whatever else wants to burn as well, we throw it in there if it's L'Shem mitzvah. Okay, so that all relates to how one burns their chametz. Moving right along, The Sefer HaChinuch continues. When do you burn it? As we said, we burn it on Erev Pesach. V'imchal arba asar b'nisan b'Shabbos. Eich yedina. What do you do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? When the first Seder is on Motzi Shabbos. Yeah, so we still burn it the day before as a Zecher, so we don't forget exactly what to do the following year. And then the HaChinuch adds, V'habitul b'peh shetzarach la'asos nosav al abir. He also mentions bitul chametz here. Nullifying. What exactly is bittul? This is also an important machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, M'sachim Dav Dalet, where the source for bittul chametz is, Rashi is not 100% clear what he means, but Rashi says that bittul is a fulfillment of this mitzvah as well. Tashbisu sa'ar. Rashi says, Bebittul ba'alma, dechziv tashbisu, velokziv tevaru, v'ashbasa delevi ashbasa. Bittul is a fulfillment of hashbasa, means to destroy it. Rashi says, bittul is a fulfillment of that. Rashi doesn't really explain what he means. We have to wait for the Ramban in a minute. Tosus, though, jumps on Rashi and says, Tashbisu means bittul? V'kashalari? No. Hashbasa means destruction. Lo bittul. And he quotes Rayas, other Rayas. So Tosus argues. Tosus says, famous Tosus says, bittul means hefker. Bittul chametz means making it like ownerless. I don't own it. According to Tosus, bittul is not a keem of Tashbisu, but it removes the situation where I have to do Tashbisu. I make it ownerless, so none of the chametz is mine. So Mamela, I don't have anything to destroy. Rashi says, no, bittul is a form of tashbisu. Tosfos says, bittul is preventing a situation where I have to do tashbisu. What does Rashi mean? So the Ramban expands on this, the first Ramban in Psachim, where the Ramban says what Rashi means, he says it for himself, but this is really what the Achronim say Rashi means also, is that as long as I say that chametz is meaningless to me, it's like dirt. It's meaningless. Eino rotzid b'kiyumo is the language of the Ramban. That is enough to fulfill my myth. It's like meaningless. It's not ownerless. That's Tosfos. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything to me. It has no chashivus. And we, in our language of bittul, we say both. We say levi hefker and ka'afra da'ara. We say both in our language of bittul, the night before and after we burn. But according to Rashi and the Ramban, that itself is a kiyum, part of the kiyum of this mitzvah of biur chametz. So thinking, just interesting that the chinuch mentions this in this mitzvah. Chinuch doesn't say what he holds about bittul chametz, but he mentions it. If you look in the Rambam does not mention bittul. If you look in his mitzvah of tashbisu. So maybe they're hinting to the chinuch mentioning it, maybe he's like Rashi and the Rambam not mentioning it, maybe he's more like Tosfos. Could be, but that is a ha'ara. Continuing, the mitzvah applies to both men and women. Why does it apply to women? It's man grama. Because it's preventing me from violating the Isra of Chametz, which is a los aseh. Women are included in all los aseh, so this is about making sure I don't get the Isra of Chametz, so they're included as well. The ha'over alev aloish bisu, what if I violated and I did not destroy my chametz? Bittul aseh tetash bisu. I left unfulfilled this mitzvah. And we'll get to the other isurim later on, about Bal Yerah Bayimatze. But the chinuch ends off, ein lokin alav zeh. No malchus. No malchus on the lav of not fulfilling the mitzvah teshvisu for sure. That's an aseh. But he adds here, there's no malchus on Bal Yerah Bayimatze either. Why? Imlo asa bomaisa shahalachahi lav shein bomaisa in lokan alav. As we mentioned last week in the other mitzvah about leaving over chametz, if a lav shein bomaisa, no action, so there's no malchus. It's not similar to the lav of chasima, the lav of muzzling, as we mentioned. That's why you don't get malchus. What's troublesome in the chinuch here is five words. He says you don't get malchus because it's a lav shein bomaisa. He doesn't say that. He says you don't get malchus if you didn't do a maisa because it's a lav shein bomaisa. That's somewhat difficult, because there's a major issue in the Rishonim. There are some averas that you could do with a Maisa, and some without a Maisa. For example, revenge. There's an issue to take revenge. You could take revenge with an action, or without an action. I cannot do something, and that's taking revenge. And I could do something and take revenge. So is that called a Lav She'yish Bo Maisa, or a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? For Hilchas Ein Lokan Avar Lokan. So, the Chinuch writes five or six times later on, that's called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. If it's possible to do it without a Maisa, he says it's by Nakama in Reish Bem Aleph. If it's possible to do it without an act, it's called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. That's what he always says. So, in the footnotes here, he points out, he doesn't know why the Chinuch says this. You don't get Malkus if you didn't do an act. Even if you did an act. Let's say I bought Chametz on Pesach. I did an action. You still shouldn't get Malkus according to the Chinuch's rule, because there's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa according to him, because you can do it without a Maisa. That's a little difficult why those five words are here, based on the Chinuch's other Shita throughout his Sefer. Other Rishonim argue, by the way, the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Schirus, which hopefully we'll talk about in more depth one time, says that just the opposite. If you could do an act, it's always called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, even if you don't do an act. Let's say my animal's walking. There's an Isra muzzling your animal, the Rambam says. And then the animal's about to eat, and I just go, oh! I just call out. So he's scared of me. I didn't do an act. I just called. So that's an Isser Daraisa of muzzling your animal. And the Rambam says you get Malkus for that. It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Says the Magen Mishnah, maybe you can say the opposite. If it's possible to do a Maisa, so then it is called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Okay, so that's difficulty in the last few lines. A couple of other points. There is a big discussion of the Minchas Chinuch at the beginning of the mitzvah, where in the world of Minchas Chinuch, this would be in the more well-known points, where he adds a chakira with eight nafkaminas, where he says, how are we supposed to understand this mitzvah of tashbisu, destroying one's chametz? Is that a mitzvah result-oriented? I have to make sure there's no chametz in my house. Result-oriented. A, as he says in the first paragraph, l'chor yish safik, in my mitzvah zaseh shi hei chametz mushbats, I have to make sure it's mushbas. It's not there. Last skinny line, v'im ein lo chametz ein over balav. As long as I don't have chametz, I don't violate. And I also get the mitzvah. I don't do anything. If I'm a vegetarian and I only eat vegetables, and there's no chametz in my house, I don't do anything before Pesach. Do I get the mitzvah? So she'ei chametz mushbats, like on Shabbos. Don't do work. That's the mitzvah. Or, he says in the next paragraph, no, the mitzvah is to destroy. And if you don't destroy, you're not getting the mitzvah. You're not getting the aveira either. You're not getting the mitzvah if you have none. And he quotes many different nafkamina. Number one is, if I have no chametz in my house before Pesach, do I have to go out and buy some to destroy it? Or can I say, no, I'm yotzei my mitzvah without doing anything? That is nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, what if somebody else, I'm about to burn my chametz, and somebody else grabs my chametz and burns it instead? Did he steal the mitzvah? Or, no, the mitzvah is a result anyway. So it's not the act so much. That's another nafkamina. Number two, he says another nafkamina on the bottom. maybe women would be a nafkamina, mitzvah srichas kavana, do I have to have special kavana? If it's an action, turning the page, it's the first two columns of the Menchas Chinuch. He quotes all of these nafkaminas. Maybe mitzvah srichas kavana, if it's a mitzvah of a maisa, I have to have kavana. If it's a result, I don't have to have any kavana. Once I did it, I did it. See, he's not sure. He's not sure at the end of the day which one it is. But what he says, and this is an important line, in Dibur Maschol Ve'ein, on the second page, he says, whatever it is, this has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which we started off with, about how to destroy your chametz, throw it to the wind or burn it. This question has nothing to do with that. That's what he says. Reb Chaim takes issue with that. Reb Chaim was after. But Reb Chaim took issue with that Menchas Chinuch. He doesn't quote the Menchas Chinuch, but his idea in the Grach al HaRambam is just the opposite. He says, this issue is exactly behind the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Reb Yehuda, who says you have to burn your chametz, holds because there's an action that is mandated. Tashbisu is destroy. And what's the most, the best way to destroy? Burning it. Burning it means you have to actively destroy it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. What are the Rabbanan? What does that shita reflect? You could destroy it in any way. It means because it's result oriented. So it doesn't really matter how you get rid of it. Rabbi Chaim says that's gufa the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We'll have to touch on this at a later date as well. But that is in a very important Rabbi Chaim to be aware of in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah. That is the Rabbi Chaim. Two final points, and that is number one. We're talking about beer chametz. What happens if you find, can you fulfill this mitzvah on Pesach? What if you find chametz on Pesach? Rachmana litzlan. What if you find chametz? You find the Cheerio underneath the couch. So, you don't violate by Rabbi Yematzeh because you did bittul before Pesach. So what are you supposed to do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Taf Mem Vav, that you're supposed to burn it. You violate the mitzvah even on Cholamoid. Hamotzi chametz beveso, muva Cholamoid, yotzi enu v'yaveru enu miyad, destroy it. If it's on Yontif, it's muksa. If it's on Yontif for Shabbos. So you just got to cover it up so nobody eats it, and afterwards take it out and burn it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Other poskim say, if it's going to be too much of a, to get a whole fire, you got to get twigs, you got to get fire. If it'll be quicker, just flush it. Just get rid of it as soon as possible, because you don't want chametz lying around. In Mikrei Kodesh, and Pesach, and page Reish Lamed Aleph, he has a very important ha'ara. And that is, nowadays, when many of us sell our chametz, included on the shtar, it says, any chametz in my possession is included in this. So therefore, if somebody finds chametz on Pesach, this is sold chametz. I wrote in my shtar that everything is sold. So if see Pesach writes, and his grandson writes in the bottom, that one should be careful. If one sold their chametz, if you find chametz, if it's edible, just put it in the cabinet where the guy's chametz is, because you're not allowed to burn it. It's stealing. And if you burn it, you're showing that it wasn't a real sale, and now you're going to violate. So says the in Mikrei Kodesh, page Reish Lamav, Lamaisa, in days when most of us sell our chametz, so you're not going to really be able to do beer on Yontif, and one shouldn't do. One should make sure that one just puts it away because it really belongs to the guy. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah.